The Jamie Laval Duo is a two-man show. It includes Dan Compton. He's a multi-instrumentalist from Portland, Oregon. And Jamie Laval, the U.S. National Scottish Fiddle Champion, who creates rapt audiences with his passionate, virtuosic performances, uncanny imitation of Highland bagpipes, I'm looking forward to that, and engaging stories and humor. Jamie, who hails from Seattle and now lives in Asheville, North Carolina, performed for Her Majesty the Queen, does not say of what country. Her Majesty the Queen of Cambodia, for all I know. And presented a TED Talk. Let's welcome the Jamie Laval Duo.
Thank you so much. I'm actually from the greater Seattle area, and I've been living away for 10 or 12 years. And each time I come back to the Northwest, I'm just absolutely overjoyed. The color palette in the Northwest just is so special, and you don't really find this color palette anywhere in the world. The subtle blues and subtle greens and blacks, and it's just magic. And of course, I accommodatingly brought the Scottish weather with me. I've been in Scotland for 7 weeks, and it was pretty much like this over there, and I came to Seattle. Yeah, okay, right at home. So, it's great once a year to come back to the Northwest and see my old friends, and you're all here. It's great. And even better, I get to reconnect with my good buddy, Dan Compton. How about it for Dan?
Thank you.
The king of Lochlin had four beautiful daughters. They were gorgeous and wise and brave. The king remarried, and his second wife was jealous, and she had an evil heart, and she was always wondering what she could do to be rid of them. And so she studied the black arts for 5 years. She became so proficient that she was able to turn them into seals and to shun them to the sea. But that wasn't enough. She made one of the conditions of the spell that one day per year, on a full moon, the daughters had to return to their human form and walk as people, so that that way, the rest of the time when they were in the sea, they would miss people even more. On one of the days, the exceptionally beautiful daughter struck a chord with one of the men in the village, and he married her instantly that day. But the next morning, he found a seal lying beside him in bed. Sadly, he returned her to the sea. And it's said that that night, she swam back to the edge of the shore and peered up above the water, as seals do with their big round eyes, and sang him this song, the seal woman's croon. think I'd like to finish up with one more. And it's just really an honor to get up here and share our music with you. And hopefully we can see you around this weekend. It's really exciting, as I say, to be back home and just get reconnected with everyone. And so please visit our websites. It's glencottagemusic.com. That's Dan's site, glencottagemusic.com. And I'm at jamielavelle.com. And it'd be great to get to know you. Thank you so much.